deficit currently stand, or projected deficit currently stands at, and what is your plan to correct that with potentially dividing the council?
Yeah. Excuse me. Well, I think that number's constantly in motion, certainly. And, you know, I've been on the council for 12 years now, in leadership for 9, and served as council president this year. And I think that makes me privy to some of the most important conversations you can have at the city level. In addition to that, I've always prided myself on collaborating with my colleagues in government, whether it be the comptroller, my colleagues on the council, the mayor, his directors, his commissioners. So I think that uniquely positions me on day one to hit the ground running to address the challenges that you're talking about. I have plans to do so, and I will address those challenges. But we're in a transition period here, right? And throughout all the whispering of jobs and potential dates and all of this that's been going on, one thing I've been sure to do is show the mayor every ounce of respect that he's earned. And I hope he's felt that, because I've certainly felt it coming my way. And in the spirit of continuing that level of respect for the mayor, I think that it might be premature to dive too far down into policy. I can tell you that I do absolutely have plans, and once this transitional period is completed, I'd be happy to sit down collectively, individually, with any or all of you to discuss those plans in great depth. And in addition to that, I would say, and the mayor touched on this a little bit, there are challenges that face the city of Buffalo. There's challenges that face all municipalities at all time. But I choose not to look at them as challenges, but more as opportunities to take the city of Buffalo to another level. And I want to address those opportunities with excitement and optimism. And there's a lot of noise from outside of this building, a lot of people pointing at these so-called challenges, and people using those perceived challenges for political expediency. And what I would say is, instead of just pointing and trying to pile on, I say we get together and collaborate to address the challenges of the people that we are all representing.
Councilman, have you gotten commitments from executive staff, all the commissioners, that they'll be staying on through the rest of the term?
So, you know, now that this transition is now in full swing, I've asked the mayor his permission to kind of have conversations with the department heads, the commissioners. We started scheduling those meetings today. So I'm going to sit down with all of the commissioners, talk about their departments, the things that they feel are working in their departments, maybe where they're meeting some roadblocks, and how we could address those things and move those departments forward, because as those departments move forward, so does the city of Buffalo. So I'll be having those conversations throughout the rest of the week with those commissioners, talking about their departments and what's going on. You know, I touched on them briefly during my remarks, but obviously we've talked a little bit here about our budget and the city's finances. But, you know, we've got to make sure we have high quality, affordable housing for the residents of City of Buffalo who need it, and turning as many of those renters as we can into homeowners. We have to make sure that we are providing public safety and, quite frankly, providing for the overall health and well-being of our residents. If our residents are not healthy, if they're not safe, really everything else is secondary to me. We have to make sure we're taking care of them, providing them the education they need, and then ensuring that there's economic opportunity for them once they're completed with their complete their education.
Who's going to do the constituency for the South District?
Yeah, so, you know, I was elected by the residents of the South District, and then in January I took an oath to be the council president. One of those responsibilities is to assume the role of acting mayor should a vacancy occur. And I have full confidence that myself and the staff that is in the South District will meet those constituent requirements and those constituent needs. Again, not just in the South District with that staff, but myself across the entire city of Buffalo. That's part of the oath that I took in January as council president to fulfill that role. And that is that one of those responsibilities is to represent everyone in every corner of the city of Buffalo. So that's what I plan to do.
We have one more.
Are you concerned about a deadlocked council from a voting standpoint?
No, I'm not, quite frankly. You know, I have an additional responsibilities now to lead the city of Buffalo forward once the mayor's resignation becomes official. And one thing I've done, as I've mentioned a couple of times here today, is always tried to collaborate. I've said that when I was on the council and criticized for being too close to the administration. Look at whether it's the council, the mayor's office and his administration, the comptroller's office. At the end of the day, we're one entity. We're the City of Buffalo Incorporated, and we're better off when we're rowing in the same direction. So again, I plan on using those relationships that I've built with commissioners, with the comptroller, with my colleagues in the council, to make sure that we're on the same page and we're doing what's right for the residents of the City of Buffalo.
Thank you, everyone.